Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Section 10 podcast. Here are your hosts, Jared Carabas, Coley Mick, and Steve Perrault.
What's up and welcome back to the Section 10 Podcast, episode 190, presented by Barstool Sports. It is the home of your first place, best team, best record in baseball, Boston Red Sox. My name is Jared Carabas, and I am a certified G and a bona fide stud, and you can't teach that. And this right here, this is Coley Mick, and he's 7 foot tall, and you can't teach that. Bada boom, realest guys in the room. Steve, how you doing?
What up, Section 10 in the building?
In the motherfucking building with my favorite statistic of the week.
Okay.
My favorite statistic of the week is Steve Pierce has been with the Boston Red Sox at the time of this recording for 13 games. He only has multi-hit games.
When you mentioned that initially, I thought you were just making that up.
Nope.
That is, we say a lot of stats that might not be that wild. That's a wild stat.
I was writing about the Sunday's game to which Steve Pierce had 2 hits. So I was like, wow, another multi-hit game. That feels like a lot. I went back and looked. I was like, this motherfucker only has multi-hit games.
And today's a big day. Well, now you can download that documentary, Ted Williams documentary, on all digital platforms.
Oh, yeah.
American Masters, Ted Williams, greatest hitter who ever lived. Mm-hmm. That parts in quotes. And this is a big race we have going on right now because Steve Pierce with the Red Sox is hitting 405.
405.
Mm-hmm. He is a point behind. And so you have the multi-hit game thing going.
Right.
You have the MVP race going. Mm-hmm. And you have the Ted Williams race going.
Yeah. Because people forget, Ted Williams, I believe, did not win the MVP the year that he hit 406. Didn't Joe DiMaggio win it?
Yeah, that was the hit streak year.
Yeah.
What a wild year. Imagine if we had that this year.
Guy hits
407 406. 57-game hit streak and a guy hit like 410. Like, what?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That would be crazy, but
they should try that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, wait, Mookie and JD are kind of trying that.
Trying to spice the game up. How do you do that?
Steve Pierce, too.
Pierce is in there for sure.
Yeah. You know who else is in there?
Nope. Jackie Bradley Jr.
Bradley Jr. People wrote this guy off.
Every year.
I know. Multiple times
for
a year.
For 6 straight years.
Every year. Everyone's like, this guy sucks. I mean, this guy can't do anything.
It's going to be 2025. But like, if this guy can just hit 250, he has the best club I've ever seen.
I mean, this guy, he looks terrible. And then he has that 1 month, and you're like, this guy's awesome. I love this guy.
Maybe the best player in the league.
Over the last month, June 24th to July 22nd, Jackie Bradley Jr. is hitting .314 with a .921 OPS, 8 doubles, 3 home runs, 18 RBIs in 20 games. And did you see who he credited his turnaround to?
Me?
Besides you.
J.D.?
J.D. Martinez. Jackie Bradley Jr. said J.D. saw something in his swing. They worked on it together. And now he has a .921 OPS.
He was like, Jackie, you're just missing the ball. You gotta hit the ball with your bat.
Jackie's like, look at this right here. It's strike three. You want to hit the ball instead of striking out.
Jackie, they give you 3 strikes.
Yeah.
I had it backwards. I thought it was 4 strikes, 3 balls. Oh. Oh, wait. Hold on. That makes
so every
way
time
more sense.
It together. Yeah. Every time he looks back at the ump, it's not to complain about strike three. It's like, I don't have another?
Yeah. He's like, wait, what the fuck?
It's like typical Boston. I get 3.
Oh, I get 3. Yeah. Okay. Brock Holt gets what, 6?
Yeah. That's pretty much the conversation that took place.
If you had Holt up and it says like 3 and 5 count.
Yeah. Count is now 3 and 5.
Yeah.
3 and 5.
Sabathia's on the mound like, God damn it.
Fucking hate this place.
So never happened in Milwaukee.
JD's been working with Jackie Bradley Jr.
This is like when Pedroia fixed Price.
Yeah. Which is wild that we don't have
MLB coaches do anything.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
Dustin Pedroia, I think, what was it? Did Pedroia fix Napoli too in like 2014?
So. Yeah, the odds are high that Pedroia fixed whoever needed to be fixed.
Yeah, there was someone that, I'm pretty sure that's what it was, 2014 or 2015. It was the year that he got traded, which I think was 14. I can't remember. But Pedroia saw something. Napoli swing. Next thing you know, he's in fucking 450 with a 1050 OPS. And he does the same thing with David Price's leg kick in 16. And now we have J.D. Martinez fixing Jackie Bradley Jr. I mean, that's one of the things that doesn't get talked about when you sign a player. Is you look at the numbers. You're like, okay, all right. Yeah, he's a good player. Hmm. Good statistics. And then there are the intangibles that get overblown. Like, I feel like the Jason Varitek leadership thing was one of those. Well, he's a great leader. He's a great leader. And towards the end, he was hitting like 210, and the knees were. He wasn't an everyday player anymore. But there's certain intangibles with guys where we weight them too heavily. Certainly, leadership is a great characteristic to have. But then you have this with JD, and you're like, this guy can not only, you're not signing JD to come in and just hit well and play decent defense. He can also rub off on the other guys.
Yeah.
He changes the dynamic of the lineup, and then he comes in, he's like, hey, Jackie, this is what you want to do with your swing. You want to hit the ball.
No. Yeah.
Not at people. Just dude, see those gaps out there? That's what you hit.
What I would pay for that footage, just be like, yeah, that's the bat, and that's the ball. You have to hit it. I can't believe you haven't been doing more of this, but one thing with JD that we didn't really talk about was his over-the-top acceptance of ripping up the deal and signing a new long-term deal. Like, I know in the All-Star break, guys just kind of give you whatever answer they want, but JD genuinely seemed like he would be ready, maybe at the end of the season, to just sign a long-term deal. And I think, is it safe to say that would be the top priority, or would it be to rip up sales and sign him long-term?
Mookie.
You think Mookie over those two?
Yeah.
I would almost think Sale, considering what he's doing now. If he goes Cy Young, I'd be like, we need you here for 5 more years.
Yeah, but I kind of trust a position player more.
Yeah, but I'm saying for this team, where we just talked last week about who gets the ball for game two, I don't even know.
Yeah, no, it's fair, but I mean, like,
Mookie's something else. The catch he made so nonchalantly. How many guys make that snag?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, yeah, I caught it.
They
like,
were saying he didn't that even... was like a 9-foot wall, too.
Yeah, 9-foot wall.
And he also had no expression until he looked at it. That was one of those things where your boy's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're like, oh, yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah, you're right, you're right. Yeah, that you're was a right. good catch. Yeah.
I'm the shit, you're
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
well,
yeah,
I do love when someone like robs a home run and they act like, yeah, maybe I caught it.
That is true.
I'll let you find out.
He did one of those because I was like, ah, shit, it's a home run. And he just kind of pulled the ball out. I was like, what the fuck is that?
Torrey Hunter used to do that.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, he would just like, he would grab it and just start jogging back in. Jackie did that in Oakland.
Yes. No one
last year.
TC and bless his soul, because that's a tough call to make.
Yeah,
he was like the Red Sox. They've lost. He has the ball.
Yeah, it was Jackie. Would it have been a walk off?
It was Kimbrel.
Yeah,
and it sent it to extras because he robbed the home run. They ended up losing on a walk off anyway, but whatever.
Yeah.
The A's, man. Yeesh.
Fucking A's.
Yikes.
They'd
be like the best team in the National League right now.
I mean, they have the best record in baseball. Over like the last 25-ish?
Over the last 2 days they do as well.
Yeah, the last 2 days for sure.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about that, though.
It's not what we're here to discuss.
No.
Yeah, I'm not here to discuss that. Let's break down the MVP race.
Who do you got?
Well, I think I got Mookie 1. I've got JD 2.
Yeah.
And then I'm stuck.
I'm loving Pierce. I'm a huge Pierce guy.
Like, is it Pierce 3? Is it Jackie 3 now after his emergence? What about Bogarts?
Mm.
What about Bogarts? Mm. Andrew Benintendi, no one's really talking about that either. Mm. Which,
and Sale.
Sale should definitely get some MVP votes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, lowest ERA, most strikeouts in the majors. I think he's got the highest wins above replacement. His whip is second to Justin Verlander for the major league lead. Highest strikeouts per 9. You could make a case that Chris Sale is the best pitcher in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, it's not that hard a case to make.
So is Chris Sale number 3 in the MVP voting?
I don't know.
He's in the mix.
Yeah, I know he's behind Certainly Steve Pierce. I know that much. 405? Come on.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's kind of like, would you rather have Pedro in his prime or Ted Williams in his prime when you're talking about Chris Sale versus Steve Pierce?
Yeah. That's tough.
unanswerable question.
Yeah. It really is.
Stop and hitting us with those.
It's one of those things where there's no wrong answer. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, do you want 99 Pedro or do you want 1946 Ted Williams?
I would like if our whole show was like, yeah.
Well, answer that question. Mm. Do you want 99 Pedro or do you want 1946 Ted Williams?
Pedro.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You want the pitcher guy?
Sure do.
Mm.
Over 1946 Ted Williams.
Mm.
Yes.
Steve? Who'd you rather have?
Pedro.
You would?
Yeah.
Is that recency bias?
I've seen him bias, yeah. Granted, we're going to see Ted Williams. It's Pedro bias.
It's a recency bias?
Speaking of Ted Williams, I don't know if we want to dive into this now. Had you read this New York Daily News piece on...
No, but I've heard it.
You've heard this?
I've heard it.
There's some weird stuff in here. We're going to tweet this link out. The headline is Ted Williams frozen head for batting practice at cryogenics lab. And it's got some wild shit in here. I'll try to pick out some of the top stuff. But what have you heard?
I heard something about like there's like a fucking like a tuna can got frozen to his head and they like used like a fucking hammer to bang it off
or
something like that.
They smacked it and they missed and hit his head.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
And this is in a book written by this guy, Larry Johnson, the former NFL running back. No, it's called Frozen. So he actually should get some money for the movie because he came up with the idea of that title. And it's crazy, man. Like, this is, yeah, they're talking about whacking the head, like missing the tuna can and hitting Ted Williams' head. Let's see what else we got in here.
So I heard that, but I didn't want to believe it because I was like, well, I'm just going to ignore that because if we want to bring back the head, I don't need to factor in the narrative that he might be fucking brain dead.
And they said they might have prematurely cut the head off.
How do you prematurely cut off a dead guy's
like
head?
Like without all the approval of maybe the family? Like they were like, we're doing it. We got like his son's approval.
I mean, he was already dead.
I know.
He was already dead for sure.
Oh, no, he was dead, but it's like, do we want to cut the head off? I don't know.
Like how bad do you want a World Series title? You gotta pop that thing off.
Johnson describes watching on as another employee removed Williams' head from the freezer with a stick and tried to dislodge the tuna can by swinging at it with a monkey wrench. Is this true?
I don't know if it's true. I hope it's not.
Sounds untrue.
For the sake of...
It sounds very untrue. That's why I think this might actually be true. It's so bizarre that I'm kind of believing it.
There's only one thing left to do.
They're using his head as like a footrest.
Yeah. I mean, they're using it as like an ice luge.
This is crazy.
We got to go there. We got to ask the questions. We have to ask the questions.
At the bare minimum, we have to be outside doing a podcast and then just demanding that. Like, I'm going to try to make a montage of all the times we've talked about it. Just be like, hey, we're not just, this shouldn't come out of nowhere.
No.
Like, we've been planning this the entire season and I hate to say it, we got to see the head.
We're not some yahoos.
Yeah, we're not some yahoos.
We just want to see the dead frozen head.
Yeah. I doubt that you can pull it out, can you?
What is it in?
Probably like a vat of some sort.
Like some you open it, like a lot of like clouds come out.
I keep picturing
like the home run derby.
And like whispers of like home run calls come out.
What? They were standing up on a stage with like smoke all around them.
Oh, yeah, that part.
Yeah.
Ted Williams, it's 406.
Yeah.
I picture that coming up.
You think like ghosts. When you open up the fucking cryogenic vat, like the radio calls come out.
Yeah, that's why I think that comes out with the smoke. Like, and it's gone.
And it's the greatest hitter who ever lived.
Oh, he doesn't tip his cap. He runs into that guy.
Yeah, I think.
They've engineered it so that when you like just like crack it open, it's just like the crack of his bat.
I like that.
That would be pretty cool. Yeah, I feel like we have to do it at this point. We owe it to the listeners. And the listeners want the Citrus Hills Fuck That t-shirt.
That was going to be in Empty on the Bench. But we've gotten more requests for that than any shirt that I think Barstool's ever had.
Fuck that shit.
There's about...
fuck that.
Citrus Hills Fuck This.
Fuck This.
Has been requested every day.
Yeah, I'm thinking
Citrus
like an orange
Hills,
shirt.
Fuck This.
Like I'm picturing an orange. Yeah. The citrus.
Yep.
So it's like an orange shirt.
An orange shirt. Ted Williams just standing there, like leaning on his golf club. Kind of
looks like the Celtics logo.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, I like that.
Yeah.
Just says Citrus Hills. Fuck.
The thing that, like, normally when people like pitch, you're like, no, it's really funny. You hope the video actually lives up to that. But when Jared pitched it, I was like, this better be as funny as you're pitching. It was better.
Yeah.
Like, Citrus Hills. Fuck this. Let's do another one. Fucking shit. How are we going to do it with this? Like, was it a lawnmower or something?
It was like a plane or
something. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Low flying plane.
So I guess what we have to do.
What is this bullshit?
Yeah, I've been in these.
We gotta have that shirt.
Yeah,
limited edition. How many should we do? Like 100?
100's good. Yeah.
No, that's like 5,000.
Yeah.
Okay. Or we do it like I mentioned, like you know, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Like we just put 5 of them in with other Section 10 shirts.
Ooh.
We see what your size is, and then match that size with a Citrus Hills "Fuck This" shirt.
Wow.
And then those people need a reveal. And we're like, well, we got one in North Dakota. Yeah. We got one in California.
I think we tell people like we're only making 50, but we sell as many as people. They're like, I need to fucking get on this right now.
They should all say 1 of 10 on them, and then there's like 10,000.
Yeah, like they do with baseball cards.
Yeah, this one says 3 of 50. Oh, I got one of those shirts, but really there's... You just go to Fenway, and it's just covered in orange.
Did you duplicate? How did you get one?
Like a bootleg Citrus Hill "Fuck This" shirts.
Imagine like the $5 shirt guys. Hey, Citrus Hills, fuck this! We got Yankees suck!
Yeah, they put way worse on those shirts. So.
I know.
Yeah.
Bukkake Matsui. It's a good one.
I didn't know that happened.
Jorge Posada's a little bitch. Yep. Was one.
I think there was one that was like...
That one was very creative.
Right to the point.
I bang Sheffield's mom or something like that.
What was the wine coolers one? That was very popular.
Jeter drinks wine coolers.
I saw that more than almost
Yankees. And Jeter
Yankee
blows
stuff.
A-Rod.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jeter swings both ways was another one.
Jeter blows A-Rod was good.
A lot of gay jokes.
Yeah, a lot of gay jokes. There was one that was like... something that had to do with like balls, or like Jeter bats A-Rod's balls or something like that.
Sounds accurate.
Yeah. During Celtics season, they had one for Jason Kidd that just said "wife beater" on it. Like, all right,
straight to the point.
Yeah. His number on it.
Joke here.
Just stating facts.
Stating facts, which is kind of a thing that we like to do here.
Yeah, that is true. Mm-hmm. Didn't it feel like we've been off the Red Sox? Like it felt like the team had been off for like a month.
Yeah,
a long All-Star break.
Yeah.
It was
4 days.
These
like
millennial
4
baseball players needing their break.
I feel like it's more just because of the competition. It's like even when the Red Sox are playing bad teams, I'm like, all right, like when are they playing the Yankees again?
Yeah,
like,
when they come back in and you're in Detroit, it's like, okay, are we back? Is this really?
It's like we're back, but it's just kind of like spring training still.
Yeah. It's second half spring training, quote unquote second half.
Doesn't count.
The last 40%.
We play the Orioles for the last 40% of the season?
Well, no. The second half, which everyone likes to refer to it as, is really just the last 40% of the season.
Got it.
So the Red Sox were the best team in baseball for the first 60%, not the first half. They were the best team in baseball longer than that.
Makes sense.
It's pretty good.
I mean, my favorite part of the series was Garrett Austin getting stuck in an elevator. That writes itself.
Why don't you? Why do you screenshot her tweets instead of?
I've been blocked for a while.
Oh, you're blocked.
You know, yeah, we talked about that. You know that.
I might have forgot.
Section 10's blocked as well.
Really?
Yeah. I think it was because we did a promo about her, but it wasn't mean.
Meh.
It couldn't have been that mean. I have not been mean about Garen this year.
I think you've been tongue in cheek.
No.
No, you've been better.
Yeah, I've been good.
Yeah, you've taken pleasure in her being stuck in an elevator, which can be a traumatic experience.
I did not take pleasure. I was trying to highlight, you know, Detroit police, Tigers, God, anyone at that point that could have saved my friend, I would have accepted it.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, the same night, I think, the Orioles got stuck in the elevator. It's like Adam Jones, Chris Davis. It's like, what the hell's up with these damn elevators?
I always think about that. I've never been stuck in an elevator, but there are some elevators that I've been in where I'm like, if I got stuck, what's my move?
Yeah.
So do you know all the buildings? Like if you're walking near Fenway and you're past like Tasty Burgers on your left and like it's just a row of apartment buildings?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When I used to do security, I would have to check those buildings just to make sure there are like no homeless people sleeping there. Like that it was just part of the security gig.
You'd
drive around the city, check all those buildings, and that row was one of them.
Yeah.
And those elevators are the original. They were made in like the 1800s.
Oh, God.
Like me and another person fitting in there, not an option. And it's like you have to like pull the gate. to get in.
Oh, wow.
And then the buttons are just like those black buttons that come out. Like, they're not like actual elevator buttons. Yeah. And it's like, when they start up, it's like ask like an old man getting off of a chair. Like, they kind of like lean back and then just shoot up. And it's like, oh, I just like severed my spine. Thank you,
that's
elevator.
That's like Tower of Terror shit.
Yeah.
So I never felt great in those.
No, I can't imagine that you would. So I guess what this boils down to is none of us have been stuck in an elevator. So the fact that Garen Austin was chose that day is kind of a confusing process.
It is a confusing process, Jared. Almost as confusing as trying to find tickets to a sports or a concerts.
Yeah. And you know what else is confusing about that whole process is that I didn't even end up going to the Foo Fighters at Fenway Park, which I'm very upset about. But
wait, why not? You were saying you were going
to
go.
My sister came to visit this past weekend.
Ooh,
so I took one for the team. Also, I was supposed to go to Chicago for...
Cubs Cads?
No, that that Ninja Fortnite thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was supposed to go with Smitty and Devlin. Didn't
why?
Do it. So that's two things
wait,
that I missed
you
because
go to
my
that?
Sister. They asked me to go.
That seems weird, right? That's a confusing process.
The sponsor asked me to go.
Red Bull?
Oh, yeah.
We need the baseball guy at this
I don't know.
Game event.
I think it's because I've never played. They want me to go because it's like, it'd be funny to...
If you beat
to,
Smitty on the first time, that'd be pretty good.
Well, that, and it's like, Ninja's like the best in the world versus a dude that's just never fucking played before. Like, what does that look like?
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, these things are all confusing.
There
isn't
such thing
mentioned.
As beginner's luck.
True.
You would not have beaten them.
Probably not, no.
Definitely not.
Definitely not. But you never know.
I do know.
100% no, but you never quite know.
We'll never know.
Yeah. No, that is true. We will never know.
We'll never know the answer to that question.
You as the we as in being you two, potentially, I know.
It's a confusing process to think that you think that it's 0% chance.
Very
what else
confusing,
is confusing?
And nothing about SeatGeek is confusing. Like, everything about SeatGeek is designed to make life easier for sports and for
music. Substantially
musicals.
Easier.
SeatGeek does all the price comparison for you by searching multiple ticket sites and ensuring that you get the best possible deal. SeatGeek does all the work and you save time and money, bitch. And SeatGeek wants to help you get the most bang for your buck. It's why every ticket on SeatGeek is given a grade based on value. You'll immediately see any underpriced seats and be able to find the best deals that fit your small or large budget. Best of all, as you should be aware of, our listeners get an instant $20 off their first SeatGeek purchase. To get your $20 off ticks, download the SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab, click add a promo code, enter promo code section 10, that's section 10. SeatGeek will immediately take $20 off your first ticket purchase. Download the SeatGeek app. And that's promo code section 10 today. Big coupon, bitch.
Wow. So maybe next time. Maybe next time the Foo Fighters come around, I'll go.
We got a good amount of people sending section 10 short pics from the concert. That was cool.
Yeah, it was until I realized that I just wasn't there.
Okay. I was trying to say a positive thing, and you really brought it right back down.
Yeah,
you a big fighters guy?
Huge.
But you're not a big fighter.
I mean, would you want to fight me if you saw me? No.
Definitely. Been trying for years.
Actually, this, we were talking with Gay Pat, because he's coming up in a rough and rowdy. Kid changed his haircut for the fight. He's not fucking around. It's his first new haircut in 28 years.
Yeah.
We've talked about this before, but I don't know who your perfect match would be in a fight.
Why
Pete?
We're the same size. We're the same height. We're the same build. We're the same
weight. We're not the same weight?
Yes, we are.
You and YP?
Oh, yeah.
I look at him as a smaller cat.
Yeah, but
he's like
packed on. Yeah.
He's like an inch shorter than me, and he's
he's thick. He's good.
Yeah, he's big
wider.
Down below. He's
okay.
Big down below.
He's sneaky, thick.
A little bit thinner up top. Like we're polar opposites. I'm top heavy. He's bottom heavy.
Would you fight him?
So like kickboxing would be ideal.
I think marketing wise, that I'd watch.
I don't know if I'd. We wouldn't fight each other. We've already talked about this.
That's what
I.
We're trying to figure out.
Yeah.
Fight.
Yeah, we've already talked about this because he doesn't want to get concussions and I can't fight someone that I'm not actually angry at.
True. That really
limits
the list.
I wouldn't
down.
Fight someone for sport.
Yeah. I've always thought that's a confusing process anyway.
It is.
But, oh well, baseball.
Not to say that like I wouldn't do it. I would just need the right reason.
You know something I hate doing?
What's that?
Watching David Price pitch.
Excuse me?
I'm done. I'm out. It's like I feel like when you're just like leaving your friends behind, like, nah, you... Go on without me, guys. You guys stay over there.
Didn't he pitch well against the
Tigers? He gave up zero runs, and it was a grind and a half to watch that game. Every pitch, and he's looking up in the stands. It's the difference. Actually, it's perfect that Chris Sale had zero earned runs, too, because the difference in watching a David Price start with no earned runs and a Chris Sale start with no earned runs is astronomical. It's not even close.
Honestly, I feel like we needed at least one anti-price person on this podcast.
I can't, and I'm not like...
Like, you need to represent the voice of the Red Sox fans who don't support him. Like, we needed someone on, because it doesn't make sense.
But I'm not irrational about it. I just don't...
This is a weird start to pick, to be honest.
Yeah, the guy pitched a shutout.
This is like the Royals start. No, I'm saying I'm done with this guy.
I'm picking this start because...
Or the Yankees won.
This, I should have had fun watching the start, and I didn't. That's why I'm picking this start.
Sounds like a you problem.
I guess, but
guy
like
gave up zero earned runs and he's out.
I'm thrilled he beat a shit breathing patterns.
Did you enjoy watching that start? It was not a fun zero runs.
I enjoy every baseball game, Steve.
That's not the answer I'm looking for. There,
I mean, that's.
But
the
he had runners
question.
On frequently, taking forever out there. Every pitch is a grind and a half.
That's fine.
He's just not fun to watch, and I hate that.
Okay, I think that you're also spoiled by Chris Sale.
I guess, but...
definitely. You have the best pitcher on the planet on your team. So
yeah,
you're comparing David Price to the best pitcher in baseball.
So I'm saying the thrill of watching Sale should be closer to the thrill of watching good Price, but it's not to me.
Not really.
It should be closer than it is.
Mm.
And we don't have a second guy on this team that I enjoy really. You know,
David Price has never been the type of pitcher that you're describing, though. And him getting
I enjoyed watching some of his starts with the Rays, 100%.
Yeah, but he was never the Chris Sale type.
No, he's never the dominant starter. Yeah. But he's been more enjoyable than this, is what I'm saying. I've watched from afar and been like, oh, we're getting that guy. Let's sign me up. But I don't know. It's just not. You enjoyed watching that stuff. You're going to give me the same answer again. You really enjoyed.
I enjoy watching every baseball game.
I'm going to get that blanket answer regardless. I didn't enjoy it. I'm sure there are people that are listening that didn't enjoy it either.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't like a pleasurable experience, but
I
wasn't
think it
like,
should be.
Oh, God, all these zeros, what the fuck, David?
I caught myself sitting there being like, I should be enjoying this, and I'm not. And
that was a 1-0 game, right?
It was 1-0.
Yeah.
It was a grind of a game. It was like a 3-40
that's
game.
That's when we scored immediately.
It was a good game.
It felt like it was going to be a blowout at four different occasions, and it did and then Nunez came up every time. But
I mean, I don't see why that was the last straw for you.
Oh, yeah.
Motherfucker pitches one more shutout, I'm done.
I'm not saying last straw. I'm saying it's like
and his breathing patterns, he just breathes too much when he's on the mound. It's just such a difficult shutout that he just pitched.
That's Swihart's job to breathe.
Yeah.
His David Price is trying to catch up to Swihart's breath rate. I think it's his BPG. But I'm picking this start,
take.
And this isn't a last straw thing.
It's just
I'm just
a weird
saying,
take.
I'm picking this start, Jared.
It's just a weird take.
It's a weird take.
It's a weird take.
It's a confusing process.
It is a confusing process. That's why I'm trying to explain
Steve, you're just talking over me.
Steve.
It's a weird take, dude.
Thanks, bro. I appreciate it.
It's a weird take right there. I mean, if you're like, if a guy pitches a shutout and you're like, I am done with this guy.
This is not, you're not listening
to
what I'm saying.
Steve. That's a weird take. It's just weird.
A weird take.
Who does that?
Steve.
I've never seen anyone be like, this guy pitches way too many shutouts. I am out. It's a weird take.
When you're trying to see, all right, we got the David Price that we didn't like, right? The one that gave up 3, 4, 5 runs a game. And you're thinking, I want the guy that's throwing shutouts and that's dominating. Yeah. He throws 6 shutout innings, and I didn't enjoy watching that. So my point is, I don't enjoy watching
more than 6. Yeah.
Any of it. Was it six and a third?
Yeah.
Sorry, an extra out. But you always look, grass
weird.
Is always greener. The grass wasn't greener in that start. I did
I
not
know.
Enjoy
Detroit.
Watching that.
They won.
They did win 1-0.
They won, and you didn't give up any runs, and you're just done with the guy. It's just weird.
Peculiar Peralta.
You're not really...
Peculiar Peralta.
You're not listening to what I'm saying. I'm listening.
I just don't get
shouldn't
it.
I should have enjoyed it.
Yeah, we agree. You should have.
But I did.
I'm just going to circle back to my main
like
take.
It feels like a you thing.
My main take is you are spoiled by Chris Sale. You can't compare every guy to Chris Sale.
I'm comparing the outings, not the guys.
I mean, the guys.
The outings were
Chris
similar.
Chris Sale's got like an 0-8-3 over his last 8
Jared,
starts.
Talking about 2 starts, not last 8.
All right, so...
The starts were similar, yes, on stats-wise?
What, David Price's?
Versus Chris Sale over the weekend. They were similar stats-wise.
Nah, no.
Yeah, I imagine Sale had more Ks and more innings.
He had 9 Ks and 6 innings, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was only 6?
Yeah.
No,
for Sale, yeah.
His pitch gone up.
99 but, pitches.
Again.
This is weird timing.
I'm just saying.
This is weird timing. I feel like if he gave up, you know, if Chris Sale goes out there, goes 6 shutout, 9 strikeouts, and Price goes... you know, 4 2/3 or 5 1/3, 3 earned runs, 6 strikeouts.
It's like, he's got the K's, he's got the slider working. But David Price is finding in the corners.
Price, though.
Walking guys,
his
giving
pace
up singles.
Has picked up over his last couple starts.
A little, not much.
It's noticeable.
That game slowed down in the third, second time around the order. That game slowed down.
Well, he was getting
that might
dinky
be the slowest
1-0
game of all time.
What was it? The bottom of the fourth, I think it was, where he got a bunch of dinky hits against him, loaded the bases, and he pitched his way out of it.
He did.
Didn't give up a single run.
He gave up no runs. Also stating the facts, I didn't enjoy the game at all. It was not fun.
No runs. Honestly, Steve, I know it probably sounds like I hate your stance. I love that you're this guy, because we need this guy.
But I'm not the typical hate David Price guy. I'm explaining what I see.
Steve, I want you to be the anti-David Price guy.
No, I don't want
show.
That tag. I'm not.
A little late.
It is a little late. You're out on him.
You threw it on yourself.
Yeah, you did.
I'm out on enjoying watching his starts. That
you
just means I'm anti-David Price.
Steve.
Boom, I'm the anti-David Price guy.
This isn't.
I don't enjoy watching
him. This isn't about. Like me against Steve, you are now representing the face of an organization. Yeah. There are plenty of people
There's
who think
of people
like
that
you
can take that charge. It's
you
not
are
me.
Not. You're not like the only person who
you're
thinks
alone
this
boat.
Way.
No, I know I'm not alone on the boat, but I'm not as irrational as this boat.
This voice is much needed on this show.
Yeah, you
because
can rally the boat.
I'll drive it. I was arguing against a faceless man. There was no voice to be the negative David Price
the
guy.
Is here. Yeah.
Now you're that guy. I'm glad that you're here.
He's not fun to watch at all, ever. How many starts have you really enjoyed watching David Price, but you're going to say you like
all of them. Every time.
I keep walking into that one.
Every time.
The second I start, you get the smirk on your face. Like, I know exactly what he's going to say. I like baseball.
Every last
I just
one
like
of
baseball.
Dude, you should know I'm a baseball guy by now.
Yeah, I liked watching Clay Buchholz. I was like, you know, the Red Sox might lose this game by 16 runs, but I'm going to enjoy discussing what took place
they could
here.
Cancel baseball at any time.
I'll state it right now.
Something is happening. Like a story has been created on this field today that can then be dissected on the Section 10 podcast.
If
that's
I
what
enjoy
I enjoy
watching him pitch, I'll let you
I
know.
I just love the takes. I'm just here for the takes.
Okay.
And he gave a take.
He gave
I
a take.
I am going to monitor all of his pitches and just I'll let you know if I enjoy
really
watching
weird.
Him pitch.
Weird.
Right?
Weird.
6 1/3 shutout innings. I am done with this
You're
guy.
Not,
weird
he,
take.
You.
Weird.
You're
thing.
Looking at it from the above. You're not looking at the specifics.
No,
of what
no,
I said.
No, no. If after the start in the Bronx, you came into the studio and you're like, you know what, guys,
everyone would have said he sucked.
I'm
then.
Out on David Price. I would have been like, you know what, I can't blame you. I'm not going to tell you to stay on the bandwagon. I've been planted firmly on the David Price bandwagon all along.
Yeah,
I'm not fucking leaving.
Which
I'm not
is
fucking
fine.
Leaving.
I know you're not going to fucking leave.
Yeah, because I know
you're
that
in.
Eventually we've got what. 4 more years for that to pay off.
Yeah, he's not fucking leaving.
Yeah, I mean that's my mindset here is you can't bail after 6 1/3 shutout innings knowing that, you know, you got 4 more years.
Bail is strong. Everyone always needs to be all in or like all out on a guy.
I believe, and luckily it's recorded so we can go back, but I believe you said you were out on David Price.
Out on enjoying any of his starts.
If he throws like a 27 pitch perfect game, you're just going to sit there with your
No,
arms
if
crossed.
He does that, then I'm going to look like an idiot
too much.
If he, it's just
yeah,
everything
it takes
is
like
a grind.
2 minutes between every of the 27 pitches.
Okay, here comes the pitch. It's a cutter. Oh, it's a little tight. Kind of looks the ump a little bit. Okay, give me the ball.
What was
back,
his breath rate stretch. During that perfect game?
His BPG was nuts in Detroit. But anyway, moving on.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine with your stance. I just think it's a little weird.
That's fine.
You know what I figured out the other day, too?
What's that?
27 pitches used to be the least amount for a perfect game.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like way less. I had the math the other day. I just completely blind. I think it's like 9 because you can just like point two guys to like intentionally walk them and then just hit into triple plays.
Oh,
but that's not a
that.
Perfect game though.
Yeah,
you're right.
True.
So it'd be a no hitter.
Yeah.
The fewest no hit pitches.
Yeah, just the fewest pitches you can throw in a game.
Is 9.
Yeah.
You're saying 9 triple
I think
plays.
It's, yeah, I think it's 9.
I love that. Oh my God, it's the 8th inning. He's got 8 triple plays.
Or if you just like pointed to first, pick that guy off. Like you can throw no pitches, I guess.
Yeah.
Picking guys off left and right.
In theory,
you pick
could
off 27
throw.
Guys.
It's like, stop taking leads. Why? Why are we
stay
doing this?
Stay on the base.
Yeah, stay on the
He's
base.
He's picked off 20 guys in a row. Stay on the base.
Imagine you're at 26 outs and for the final out. It's like, is he gonna pick him off? Is he gonna
just,
pick him off?
He's just sitting there, just fucking looking. He's not throwing.
He caught him leading. It's a fucking no hitter. He threw no pitches.
No hitter. No pitches.
That'd be incredible.
It's technically possible.
Yeah. The zero pitch. 27 hours.
No hit.
Why would you lead?
It's like, all right. Just stand fool on me 24 times. Shame on me.
Just stay on the base.
Imagine the a base. Guy just, you know, you get to 26 outs, two outs in the ninth inning, and the it's guy like, just won't get off the bag. How loud the crowd would boo.
Get picked off, you coward. Well, he's their number nine hitter, too. That, so he's,
if that guy doesn't move, the odds are high two other guys will move. So just keep walking. Mm. At that point, you can walk the next two guys and be like, I bet you're going to move because you're a risk taker.
You're going to fucking move.
Yeah. I know you.
You've already moved tonight.
I've already seen picked that. You up three times.
Seen that. I've already picked you up three times tonight.
Hey, clown.
This guy thinks he's going to get me. Fool me three times. Yeah. You're not going to fool me a fourth.
Just like real intricate hidden ball tricks.
Just throw. Imagine you get a fucking, you get a no-hitter with zero pitches and your only movements have been on the hidden ball trick.
It's like, Skip, I feel great. I could go tomorrow.
See, I don't know. I don't know if you have enough mound visits would come into play because you don't have enough mound visits.
No, just in between innings. I mean, you know what's going to happen.
He just starts with the ball?
You just point. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I guess you could. First baseman already has it.
You just
don't
have war- – you sacrifice your warm-up pitch. He's like, I'm good. I'm loose. First baseman has the ball. You walk him to first, you're out.
Like, this is a little suspect. This guy is throwing zero warm-up pitches. Before the game, he's just standing in the bullpen just watching.
Well, then he's just like, playing a lot of close-range catch with the first baseman.
Yeah. Yeah, he goes up for the first inning, and instead of throwing warm up pitches to the catcher, he's just lobbing balls over to first base.
And like he every once in a while, he gets in like he's about to throw a pitch, and then he's just shaking him off.
Nope.
He's like, no, send him
nope.
to first.
He's getting this.
Like, I don't like anything you're calling today.
He's getting the wiggly four fingers going. That's good.
The Section 10 podcast is brought to you by Sox Signatures. Sox Signatures is the leader in autographs and game-used memorabilia of tomorrow's Boston baseball stars. Visit SoxSignatures.com today for unique items and the best prices on Sox prospects from Lowell to Boston. Use promo code SECTION10 to get 10% off your first order at SoxSignatures.com. .com. Coley's in the intro now.
Yes, that is big. R.I.P. Thank God. Yeah. Oh, my God. So we did the math before the show. How many months did Pete get free? Eight months.
8 months. How many Section 10 listeners do you think like picked up the show this season and were like, who the fuck is
there's
Pete
a good
Blackburn?
Amount of, like our, I mean, IG, Twitter, it continues to grow. So there's a good
20K.
Wow. There's a good chunk of fans just this season. Mm-hmm. Like, who is this guy? And then as they look him up, they're like, he's a sticky puck guy. He's not a baseball guy.
This guy plays hockey.
And then they see us with the Stanley Cup, and they're like, it's a confusing process. These baseball guys have been with the Stanley Cup, but not the sticky puck guy. It is weird.
It is weird.
But I am so excited to not. Every time I had to hear his name in the intro when I was editing, it would drive me nuts. And so, yeah, don't have Pete in there anymore.
Dead.
I actually went to a game with Pete a couple weeks ago. It wasn't that bad.
Wait.
Other people were there, so that kind of like buffered it a little bit. But Pete was present, and we were totally civil. Pete drank a lot. Pete, you fell over at a chair at Baseball Tavern.
I saw that video. Looked like he was indulging a little bit too much.
No, brother's calling. It's good.
I guess so.
He indulged a good amount, but hey, he had himself a time. Somebody did ask us though, what's up with Pete's hair? Because his hair has changed.
It is blonde.
It is blonde.
I feel like that was a little aggressive for him.
I would say very aggressive. But back to the Sox. One thing that kills me right now, other than David Price
and his
guys,
annoying ass shutouts.
They
shout-outs.
Got 70 wins.
I meant to mention it
save
to you guys.
For the rest of the league.
David Price, he sucks. No, it's Rafael Devers. Can you get the ball to first base, man?
Mm-hmm.
Can you get the ball to first base?
Alex Cora said after the game that he doesn't give a shit.
Seriously? I missed that.
Yeah. I think it was like Chris Smith, Mass Live, asked him about Devers' defense at third base and being able to reach third base on the fly.
Yeah.
And Alex Cora was like, yeah, it's whatever.
I don't need my third baseman to reach first.
The ball getting there.
Yeah. And a lot of times, like, you know, Mitchie will pick it, so...
Yeah, if anything, Devers is doing his best to ensure Mitch gets that gold glove.
Yeah.
Being a good teammate.
Yeah, everyone loves a good pick at first base.
It's the best.
Well, the thing is, he was on the DL because of excessive brain freezes. And so now that he comes back, do you think he's trying to like over counter for how many scoops he got before?
He might be trying to like keep the scoop rate down.
He's trying.
That's why he had that base running gaff as well.
Yes. Yes. He's like, it's going to look like it's Xander, but I'm trying to keep my scoop rate down.
I think like Remy on the broadcast said, oh, you can't blame Devers
I'm
for
like,
that.
You can.
I was like,
you can
feel like you definitely can.
The number one rule, literally the first rule as a base runner is look at the guy in front of you.
Yeah. I mean, Bogaerts didn't go too far
no,
beyond third
he was
base.
Like 4 or 5 feet past the base.
Yeah. I don't know.
Devers came in like, whoa!
I was just strolling up to third base like Tommy Pickles and could not figure out. He was so befuddled.
What do you mean two of us can't be here at the same time? Yeah.
The look at his face like, oh, you got him and me. Oh, yeah. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, it was that. All-time Devers moment in terms of facial expressions.
It hit him all at once what that meant. It meant he was out. And he wanted to keep playing, and it meant he had to go back to the dugout. And he's like,
I want to be on the bases.
I'm having fun running around. I don't want to sit. And like essentially, Cora's the mom. Raphael, you got to come back in.
You got to come home. Streetlights are on.
Come home.
Come on.
No, Xander can stay. He's older than you. He's older.
Yeah, Cora straight up said he doesn't care.
That seems a little concerning. I don't give a shit that my third baseman can't reach first.
Let me see if I can find the actual quote, because it was pretty funny. Because like, I can just picture him saying it. He's so calm, and it's very hard to... Yeah. Oh, Alex Cora, not concerned about Boston Red Sox Rafael Devers, throws. Quote, I don't think it's a problem.
I love Cora like putting the pressure on some of these reporters. Like, what are you, a snitch?
Yeah. Hey, you trying to get him in trouble?
The fuck, dude? Yeah. That is interesting.
I don't think it's a problem, Red Sox manager Alex Cora said following Sunday's game. He bounced one today. He's fine. If he uses his legs, he'll be fine.
I mean, all right, I'll trust him.
Use your legs.
Hey, Cora's been right so far.
70 wins, first team. The only team.
Disgraceful.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's no team within, like... 3-4 win. Yeah, it's not... No one's even close to 69. Nice.
Yeah.
We do have some DMs.
What's that?
Direct messages.
Houston has 66.
Okay. 4-1. By the time this drops, the closest someone can be to the Red Sox is 3 games. That's damn good. DMs.
I'm looking at the... Yeah, the Red Sox have a 4.5 game lead over the Astros.
Yeah, it's good.
I think we've played one more game, potentially.
Yeah, we got some DMs.
Yeah, we might have. Yeah, the Red Sox, you look at some of these records here. Red Sox over their last 10, 8-2. Astros 5-5. Yankees 5-5. Mariners 4-6. I mean, they're...
The only other team above 5-5 in the whole AL is Oakland at 7-3.
That's pretty good. It's just not Red Sox good, I feel like.
True.
No, it's for sure worse.
Mm-hmm.
That's some DMs.
Yeah. I'm pumped.
Pittsburgh's 9-1.
Wow. Good for Pittsburgh. I mean, they've won 9 straight.
That's true. We do got some DMs.
Ninth straight.
The Pirates winning streak?
No.
Oh,
the Orioles.
First one comes in about the Pirates. No.
Who do you think is going to have more? Red Sox wins, Orioles losses.
DMs.
Red Sox have 70 wins. The Orioles have 72 losses.
Orioles might not win again.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to be Orioles losses.
Yeah.
They're so bad.
Not good.
And the Red Sox are coming to town, so it's kind of going to be a wash.
Marcus Lynn loves playing in Baltimore.
He sure does.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got, strange, Steve?
We got DMs.
Remember that time that you were fed up with David Price's shutouts?
Can you say the thing so we can do the thing?
Just like...
I hate shutouts.
I've had
so much.
Enough of these fucking shutouts.
Give up more runs, please.
Yeah, that was a wild take.
Yep, you're still taking it out of context, but that's fine.
I don't know if I am. I'm happy to see that more people are tweeting all t-shirts now.
Yeah.
That's good. Do we have any...
What's up?
Hmm? No.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We got 10 minutes.
8.
I rounded up. DMs?
Yeah, yeah. Who's in here next?
Rapid fire.
Me.
You are?
Yeah, we got a guest.
Oh, nice. DMs? Rapid fire?
Who's the guest?
It's down in the DM, bitch! It goes down in the DM. It go down. It go down in the DM. It go down. It go down. It go
in the DM, as always, brought to you by Ronald's Napkins. They clean your fucking face. First one comes in from Nick.
Nick.
He just says penis.
All right.
Next one comes in from Josh.
Josh.
He goes, my longtime girlfriend is a huge Red Sox fan. We watch almost every game together. Good for you, guys.
Yeah, little Sox in two.
I know, Sox in three. Last night, she dropped a bombshell on me when I talked about my dislike for Dave O'Brien. She told me she prefers Dave O'Brien over Don Orsillo.
What?
So the question isn't if I should break up with her or not. It's more, what's the best way to break up with her?
I thought you were going to say, what should I do with the body?
Yeah.
Where do
person,
I put this head? I heard you
text,
guys know a guy.
A nice penned letter on the Jumbotron at Fenway. I'll hang up and listen to your answer. Love the show. You should. There are a few triggers that I think in a relationship are like insta breakup.
Yeah.
This is one of them.
Yeah, for sure.
Cheating and then this.
Yeah, I feel like for the most part, I like Dave O'Brien as a guy, but I think, what was it, the Mookie Betts home run robbery? Like, that call was terrible, too.
Yeah. Mookie Betts.
He's like, and he caught it.
And he brings it in. Right? That's one out.
Counts the same as all the others.
Yep.
I have a take.
What is it?
I still like McDonough more than Orsillo.
I feel like a lot of people say that, yeah.
I thought you were going to have some worse than that.
Yeah.
That's fine.
And I feel like the gap's not that big.
Remy should do it solo. Like,
yeah, like, whoa, bring him back.
Yeah, you got to dump her for that, though. That's a fireball offense.
This comes in from David.
Hey, Dave.
Question for Jared.
Oh.
What's worse, Steve's hotel booking skills or Nunez at baseball?
Wow. Steve's hotel skills, because that was the worst.
Nunez at least made it pro.
Yeah, Nunez.
He'll never be a
Nunez
pro
Nunez in
booker.
The big leagues.
I'm not
going
to be a pro booker.
Let's not forget, last year he was actually very good. He just stinks this year.
Steve stinks
all the time
at
logistics.
That's true. That's why we need Pete.
You stink at logistics too, though.
That's true. But that's why I have Steve, who's terrible.
This comes in from Ben. Question for Coley. Who's got a chance to be more back by August? David Price or Tiger Woods?
Golf might end in like September, so I'm gonna say Price, David Price.
I don't like him. this comes in from Aaron. He goes, "Who would you most want to show up to the next old timers game? Are you playing this year?
The old time baseball game?
Yeah, whatever." Oh wait, I thought he was talking about the old time baseball game. He's totally talking about the fucking one at Fenway. I kind of want, because they normally have a player or two at the old-time baseball game.
Yeah, they do.
Who would you want to show up to that? I had Ortiz, because I think that would be awesome.
That would be cool. Honestly, I feel like I would want Schilling to show up, because I want to just fucking hit a cock rocket off of him.
Yeah. And we'd just, like, mic him up during the game, and he'd be saying all sorts of shit.
That would be phenomenal if I got to face Schill, just so I can silence him once and for all, because he thinks that he can strike me out even now, and he can't.
We should do Schill round two with Coley. At Schill's place. The offer's up. 2 months ago, he was like,
yeah. We could go there right now.
Yeah, we honestly could go there right now and be like, yeah, come on in. Let's talk baseball.
Yeah.
It would be like the Sandlot, where he's like, come on in. Let's talk some ball. Minus all the other stuff.
Right.
This comes in from Nick.
Hey, Nick.
Don't really have a question. Just wanted to let you guys know I had sex last night.
Oh, nice. Attaboy, Nick.
We're not here to brag, Nick.
Hope it was consensual.
Didn't know we were going there.
Well, it's just a thought that I had.
This comes in from Adam. A lot of girl mentions in the DMs right now. And
like,
this one, Adam, shame on you. I'm going to start with that. Jared.
Oh, God.
I drove a girl home from the bar thinking it'd be just me and her. Mm-hmm. She got into the car with four other people and started making out with what turned out to be her boyfriend about halfway through the ride. What should I do to get back at her? Dude, why did you finish that ride? Drop them off.
Be like, hey, listen, get the fuck out of
get
my car.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Or just drive into oncoming traffic.
Like, yeah.
Kill all of you. But you don't get back at this person. She played you like a fiddle.
Yeah,
you're just a fiddle. You sit there, you collect
dust
until you get played again.
She got a free Uber ride to get finger blasted in the backseat of your car.
Yeah.
That's... Wow.
Yeah. You stick, dude.
Yeah, that was bad. That's a bad look. You get to fuck her sister if she's of age.
Yeah, there you go. I was waiting for it.
Yeah, you gotta.
You gotta fuck the cousins.
Yeah, you have
mom.
To.
Fuck her
yeah,
mom.
Yeah, fuck her mom. Do something. You got it. You can't.
And her
have,
car.
And film it.
Yeah, on top of the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With her in it.
Yeah. Just pour hot fudge all over your body and fuck her mom on top of a Camaro.
This comes in from Alicia. Alicia. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, Alicia? How you doing, baby? All right,
this is the last one of the day. It's actually She's talking about one of our guests, and she doesn't like one of our guests.
Uh-oh.
What the fuck is up with Joe Kelly, says Alicia.
Oh, she's mad at Joe.
Yeah.
There
was another one that's like, is Joe Kelly just setting up for the comeback?
Yeah, like I feel like he is. Yeah.
Okay. That's what he does. He goes up and down.
It's peaks and valleys with him.
Yeah.
He's in a valley right now, but when he peaks, whew.
I like that he's getting his valley out of the way.
Yeah. 100%.
October Valley would be bad news, babe.
Yeah, you can't have that at all.
Emptying the bench real quick. A lot of people do want these Citrus Hills Fuck This Ted Williams shirts. We're going to get those to you. As we mentioned earlier in the show, Ted Williams, American Masters Ted Williams, the greatest hitter of all, the greatest hitter who ever lived by our guest Nick Davis
Question
is out
mark?
Now. The greatest hitter who ever lived.
You lived?
Is out now, so download that shit. Very good documentary.
Yeah.
That was awesome. That could have been 5 hours, and I would have kept watching. Brock Holt's Sup Girl post on IG was awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty dope.
Brock Holt gets it. And then shouts to Seth for guessing JBJ would hit the first homer of the quote-unquote second half of the season.
Oh! Also, one other thing to add to emptying the bench. My dad plays poker on Sundays, and there was 7... Section 10 listeners who were played in the same tournament, and they recognized my dad from Instagram, so they put a bounty out on my dad. They all put up $50 each, and whoever eliminated my dad from the tournament got the money. But they also went up to my dad and they said, if you outlast us, we'll give you the money.
I love this.
My dad got the money.
Of course he did.
That's right.
Shout out
to Papa Karabas. Don't ever fucking come to the king. Best not miss. He's like, when he retires from his job, he's probably going to go pro, like poker.
That'll be a good little side story in the show.
Yeah, he's like, he's very, very good at poker. So, yeah.
That's right.
He fucking walked out with a nice little cash payday. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on fucking Thursday.
Wouldn't want to cuff you.
Little baby, change your price tag. There's a hook free on the watch that. Yeah, I'm on work. If you want that, is your rope lit? Be precise, yeah.
I just noticed the gold chain you're wearing. That's pretty,
joining the club.
That's
fucking BJ's got it. Everybody's got a chain now. Brian BJ? Johnson was wearing a chain.
All right, so I'm going to get a gold chain next.
Me like too.
Big one.
I would not look right with a gold chain.
This fucking guy.
He's that bad?
He's up in...
you talked about this.
The pavilion. Yeah. Well, first he did it to Neff.
Yeah, that's right.
So he's in the corner.
Was this on? Did we talk about this on the?
I don't think it was on record. Okay. He was up in the fucking. He's in the State Street Pavilion.
Yeah,
he's in this little glass box, and he has a live monitor. Plus, he has headphones telling him when to go, and he can see the field live on the monitor. But if anyone walks in front of the window, he bangs on the window. He's like, "Get out of the way!" So he did that to Neff. And he told us about it, and then he did it to me, this fucking, the last homestand. He, like, bangs on the window, he's like, get out of the way! I'm like, fuck you, dude. Yeah. I know that you can still see the field, and I know when you can, you're instructed when to go.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. I almost want to put a fucking black sheet over the window next time I go there. I'm going to show up with a fucking nail gun, just...
Did you hear me and Tyler's all-time starting nines?
No.
Pretty good.
I'll have to tune in. At what point in the 5 hours did you talk about that?
No, it was Tuesday's episode because we launched it on All-Star Game.
So I was going to say, file size-wise, that has to be terrible for exporting.
Yeah, no, it takes a while. I often think my laptop's going to explode.
You probably get like the loud fans.
Yeah, sounds like it's about to take off.
Very hot to the touch.
It's going
to
start talking like, holy fucking enough.
Figure it out, dude.
Under two.
No, never.
Have you guys ever been under 2 hours?
Yeah, we get screamed at. Oh. People who listen are like, what the fuck, dude?
I wanted my entire cross-country flight.
All of our listeners are constantly just taking excursions to the North and South Pole and back. That's all they do. They're like, how am I supposed to enjoy this transcontinental flight? We'll barely be out of LaGuardia by the time you're done.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
I don't follow rules and they don't like that. I was skipping school to get my sack right. My bitch text me and ask why I don't text back. My dog got out of prison and went right back. These brand new don't step on my Balenciaga. I'ma hit that if she let me. They don't like how I talk that. Flooded out my wrist, a puddle dripping. 42, I'm steady sipping. Yeah, I'm on and I'm off that. Yeah. These brand new don't step on my Balenciaga. I'ma hit that if she let me. They don't like how I talk that. Yeah. Flooded out my wrist, a puddle dripping. 42, I'm steady sipping. Yeah, I'm on and I'm off that. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't follow rules and they don't like that. Hit the club with wife, he brought a dime back. Yeah, hit the three twice and ran it right back. I'm only here tonight cause in the morning got a flight back. Talking it but you ain't living like that. The Porsche cost 100, this is twice that. Flooded on my diamonds, pulling spring. Back in Oakland, I'm a king. I know in Halsey is a ting. Yeah, right detail, it's not a speck of dust on it. I'ma get the bag, you can put some trust on it. Everything is new, so it's never right.